I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 2,100 tons of hay trade compared to last week. Export and domestic alfalfa steady to firm in a light test. Trade slow to moderate with good demand. Some roads are closed in the trade area due to the weight restrictions that are put on. Alfalfa mid-square bales fared good. That was tarp, sold for $80 a ton. Timothy grass, utility and fair alfalfa mid-square bales for export market sold for $135 per ton.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, feeder alfalfa was firm in a light test. Trade was slow with very good demand as supplies are in firm hands. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated fair to good, tarped, sold for $125 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in the limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Many producers are sold out for the year. In Central Oregon, large squares of fair orchard grass sold for $120 per ton, and small squares of premium orchard grass for the retail stable market sold between $235 and $250 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of supreme alfalfa sold between $170 and $180 per ton. In eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated good to premium sold for $120 per ton. In Klamath Basin, mid-squares of fair to good alfalfa sold for $125 per ton. Harney County had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.